回顾我们2016年的一生。
Many people will reflect on our past year.
啊，也想要计划2017年。
And they would like to plan for the next year.
啊，怎么让我们在2017年啊能够活得不一样？
How we can live differently in the year of 2017.
也就是怎么能够在2017年啊来蒙神祝福。
And how we can be more abundantly blessed by the Lord in year 2017.
这是我们在年底需要思想啊也需要立志的地方。
This is where we need to ponder at this year end and to make our goals and resolutions for the next year.
那我们过去不久在读经里面有在读到历代志下。
And our past scriptural readings, we were reading the Second Chronicles.
那我就来看乌西亚王在元年正月到底他做什么。
And let's find out what King Uzziah did in the first month of the first year.
那他这样做到底对他的人生有什么不一样？
And when he has done this, how did it affect his entire life?
那我们再从这里来思想我们怎么来过2017年。
And from here, we can ponder how we shall live our lives for the year of 2017.
我们来看列代志下29章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 29.
列代志下29章。
Let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 29.
第二节。
Chapter 29, verse 2.
列代志下29章第二节。
2 Chronicles 29, verse 2. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father David had done.
29章开始在讲西西家王。
And chapter 29 starts to speak about King Hezekiah.
他25岁做王。
When he was king at the age of 25.
做二十九年的王。
He reigned 29 years in Jerusalem.
那第二节就是盖棺论定，从历史来看，到底他的一生可以用什么话来做结论
？And the verse two was a conclusion and a judgment on his life.
所以圣经就说，行神眼中看为正的事。
And this is the Bible's opinions of him that he did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
那在列代志上记下哈，对很多的王，到最后只有两个结论。
And for all of 1 Chronicles and 2 Chronicles, there was always a conclusion for each king.
另外一种王就是行神眼中看为恶的事。
The other category of kings were those who did not do right in the eyes of the Lord.
所以人的一辈子到最后就变成两句话可以论定。
Likewise, in our human lives, at the end of our lives, there's also only two statements that can be concluded by the Lord.
行神眼中看为正的，或者行神眼中看为恶的。
Whether we have conducted ourselves and done what is right in the eyes of the Lord, or we have done what is not right in the eyes of the Lord.
那这样的人生到底会有什么不同？
And what is the consequence to our lives if we were to conduct ourselves according to the eyes of the Lord?
因为有时候我们觉得我没有拜神，好像我也活得很好啊。
Because some people may question, if I don't live with God, it seems like my life is still very satisfactory.
但是从圣经看起来，如果我们能够行神眼中看为正的事，就会蒙福。
But according to the Bible, if we are able to live our life in a way that is right in the eyes of the Lord, we will be greatly blessed.
我们在2017年，我们可以做很多的计划。
In the year of 2017, we can make many plans.
但是我们也可以预测2017年我们个人会有很多变化。
But we can also perceive that there will be many changes in the coming year.
那很多的变化是我们没有办法控制改变的。
And many of those changes are things that's beyond our control.
那我们的计划都是为着更好的一年来计划。
And of course, our plans are always to prosper and make our next year even better.
但是没有办法控制的变化，常常会让我们到年底的时候觉得好像2017年不如2016年。
But the things that happen that is beyond our control often make us lament that our year of 2017 may not be as great as the former years.
那没有办法控制的变化，到底谁能够改变它？
Now, as to those things that we cannot control in our lives, who can really affect these things?
就是我们在天上的父，可以来控制它。
Only our Heavenly Father above in heaven can help us to control these things that are beyond our control.
所以如果我们能够行神眼中看为正的事，我们跟神的关系就很好。
And so if we are able to live our lives and do things that is right in accordance to the eyes of God, then we shall be very close to God.
我们跟神的关系好，这是人生蒙福的一个最根本的原因。
And when our relationship is reconciled to God and close to God, then this is a source of all fortune and blessing in human life.
所以我们的生活就会不一样。
And our life shall be very different.
好，我们看31章21节。
Let's look at chapter 31, verse 21.
历代志下31章的21节。
Second Chronicles 31, verse 21. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, in the law and in commandment to seek his God, he did it with all his heart, so he prospered.
这个21节最后一句话说，他所行的无不亨通。
The last statement in this verse says, "So he prospered."
这个就是行神眼中看为正的事带给人的影响。
This is the consequences when a person chooses to live according to God's ways.
那这个原则不只是在希西家身上实现了。
And this type of consequence did not only exemplify in the life of King Hezekiah.
好，我们现在再看希西家的父亲是怎么生活，那结果又是怎么样。
We can see what was the consequence of Hezekiah's father and how he lived.
好，我们看二十八章历代志下二十八章第一节。
Let's look at Second Chronicles chapter 28, verse 1. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And he did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord, as his father David had done.
这个亚哈斯哈二十岁当王。
When Ahaz became king at the age of 20,
做十六年的王。
He reigned for 16 years.
那下面就是怎么来评论他的一生啊？他不像大卫啊，行神看为正的事。
And this was the conclusion of scripture for his life that he did not do what is right in the sight of the Lord.
所以在神面前哦，他是不正的一个王。
And so in front of the Lord, he was not right.
好，那这样的。生活带给他什么影响？
And what was the consequences of his lifestyle?
好，我们看十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
请读。
Verse 19, for the Lord brought Judah low because of Ahaz, king of Israel, for he had encouraged moral decline in Judah and had been continually unfaithful to the Lord.
这个地方讲，亚哈是大大的放肆，干犯神，得罪神。
So here it says that he continually was unfaithful to the Lord.
哦，那所以神就是犹大卑微，就是国势一直走下坡，因为神没有祝福。
Lord God brought Judah low and did not bless the kingdom because of Ahaz.
哦，所以人的命运是在谁的手里？在神的手里。
So we know ultimately the fate and destiny of a human life is in God's hands.
神喜欢我们，我们就蒙福。
If God is pleased with us, we shall be blessed and prosper.
如果我们得罪神，神离开我们，我们就往下走。
If we sin against God and we forsake God, then we'll continue to decline.
好，那我们再看亚哈斯的爸爸又是怎么生活。
Then let's look at what Ahaz's father did.
好，如果我们看二十七章。
Let's look at chapter 27.
第六节。
And verse 6.So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God.
这里说约坦啊，行神眼中看为正的事，所以就日渐强盛。哦，所以这里又一个例子啊，他再往前推一代又是一样。哦，你只要做神认为对的事情，那你就渐渐强盛，就蒙福。
Again, a prior generation.There was an exemplary generation. King Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God.
好，那再往前推，那约坦的爸爸又是怎么样？
Now, if we go upward one more generation, how did the father of Jotham live?
我们看二十六章。
Let's look at chapter 26.
四节到五节。
Verse 4 to 5.
二十六章四节到五节。
26, 26, verse 4 to 5. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper.
这里在讲, 乌西亚王,
here it states about King Uzziah.
他说定义寻求神,
that he sought God in the days of Zechariah.
那神就是他亨通。
And so God made him prosper.
所以我们再看15节。
Let's look at verse 15. 请。 And he made devices in Jerusalem invented by skillful men to be on the towers and the corners, to shoot arrows and large stones. So his fame spread far and wide, for he was marvelously helped till he became strong.
这里说乌西亚王名声传到远方。
Here it says that his fame spread far and wide.
因为国家非常强盛。
For his country was very marvelously strong.
那原因是什么?
And why was that?
下面他得了非常的帮助。
For he was marvelous help by God.
这非常的帮助就是神的帮助。
And his marvelous help was from God alone.
但是这个乌西亚王到他人生的一半以后，他对神的态度改变了。
And even though King Uzziah had such a strong start, but then toward the middle of his life, he changed.
所以我们可以看到26章的第16节。
In verse 16, we see 2 Chronicles 26:16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense.
一旦强盛对自己有信心，就开始离开神。
After King Uzziah became strong, he became self-confident,
and so
he sinned against God and departed from God.
所以到了21节，乌西亚王就长大麻风，一直到死。
And we see in verse 21, King Uzziah became leper until the day of his death.
所以这一位神就是我们现在所拜的神。
And this is the God that they worship, the same God we worship today.
那神的原则没有改变了。
And God's principle has never changed.
因此如果我们懂得来行神看为正的事，我们就会顺利，就会蒙福。
And so if we can do what is right in the eyes of God, our way shall also prosper and shall be blessed.
那西西家的父亲，他没有行神看为正的事。
Now King Hezekiah's father did not do what was right in the eyes of God.
但是西西家能够超越他的父亲，然后跟神建立好的关系。
And so it was very admirable that King Hezekiah could go transcend his father's ways to go pursue after God and do what is right in the eyes of God.
这个要很大的决心呢。
For this requires much resolution, resolve in his heart.
所以有一句话说，有其父必有其子。
And so there's a saying that what kind of father shall be the son?
可见父亲对孩子影响很大。
So we know that a father's influence is very great on their children.
但是西西家他能够脱离他父亲对他负面的影响，直接跟天父建立好的关系，这要很大的决心。
And so it required great strength and resolve on Hezekiah's part to be able to detract from his father's ways and to rebuild a relationship with God on his own.
所以这个告诉我们，我们在2017年，我们要 仔细的思想，那从我们家庭的传统，能够更超越，建立一个更好的传统。
So this example in the Bible exhorts us to examine our family's ways and to be able to go beyond what has been done in our family to truly worship God and to do what is right in the eyes of God.
这个有两个步骤。
And there are two steps to doing this.
第一个要认识神看什么是正的。
Firstly, is to understand what is right in the eyes of God.
第二个要自我调整。
Secondly, we must adjust ourselves and correct ourselves to match what is right.
来调整到神认为正的事。
Until we need to continue adjusting until we do what is right in the eyes of God.
那如果这两步我们都可以做得到， 2017年要结束的时候， 我们一定是蒙福的。
And if we continue to do these two steps, then we will find at the conclusion of 2017 many abundant blessings from God.
所以神愿意每个人蒙福。
And it is God's will that everyone receive blessings from Him.
但是他的条件，
But His requirement,
就是我们要行他看为正的事。
Is that we must act and do what is right in His sight.
好，那西西家到底行什么神看为正的事？
Now let's study, what did King Hezekiah do that was so right in the eyes of God?
那我们如果回到二十九章啊，归结起来有三个重点。
If we go back to Second Chronicles chapter 29, we see three points.
啊，那我们这样做哈，我们就会蒙福。
And we do likewise as King Hezekiah, we should also be blessed.
我们看二十九章的第三节。
Let's look at Second Chronicles chapter 29, verse 3.In the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them.
然后看第五节。
Then we look at verse 5 and said to them, Hear me, Levites, now sanctify yourselves. Sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers and carry out the rubbish from the holy place.
第六节。
Verse 6, For our fathers have trespassed and done evil in the eyes of the Lord our God. They have forsaken him, have turned their faces away from the dwelling place of the Lord, and turned their backs to him.
这个地方讲元年正月他就开神的殿的门。
It says here in the first year of his reign, the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord.
下面说重新修理。
And he repaired them.
可见这个门已经很久没有用了、哦、所以坏掉了现在把它重新修理
So we can see that the temple doors have not been opened for a long time、哦、and that's why they require repairs
那修理以后就进到里面、啊、来、啊、洁净圣殿
And after the doors were repaired they enter into the temple and to sanctify the house and clean up the rubbish、
哦、那个殿是什么
And what is that temple today?、
哦那个哦圣经说神住在两个地方
The Bible says the Lord dwells in two places、
第一个住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面就是天国
First, he dwells in a place of unapproachable light、which is heaven
那在旧约时代就是住在圣殿
And in the Old Testament, he also dwells in the second place、which is the tabernacle
因为圣殿有至圣所里面有施恩的宝座是神降临的地方
Which is the temple of God, which has the holiest place and the ark of the covenant, and this is where God descends His Spirit.
那到新约时代，这个殿就演变成教会。
And the Old Testament temple today in the New Testament time is the Church of God.
教会是基督的身体，是充满万有者所充满。
The Church is the body of Christ, is filled with Him who fills all in all.
所以神住在教会里面。
And therefore we know the Spirit of God dwells in the Church.
那这个殿也代表我们每一个人。
And this temple of God also represented by each one of us.
因为教会不是建筑物，教会是一群人。
Because the church is not a physical building, but it is a group of people.
他是主耶稣宝血洁净的人。
Who have been redeemed and sanctified by the blood of Christ.
所以元年正月，他第一件事情就是把殿门打开了，然后把污秽的、脏的全部都把它清干净。
And so the first month of the first year of his reign, Hezekiah opened the doors of the temple and cleansed the temple.
那这个到底在讲什么
？So what does this mean to us today?
我们看哥林多前书第六章。
Let's look at First Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
First Corinthians chapter 6.
十九节。
Verse 19.
请读。
Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you're not your own?
这个地方说，我们的身体是神的殿。
Here scripture states that our body is the temple of the Lord.
那圣灵从神来是住在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit from God dwells within this temple.
并且我们不是自己的人。
And that we are not our own.
我们不是属我们自己。
You are not your own.
我们属谁
Who do you belong to?
属那重价用重价付出来买我们的那个就是天上的神
For you were brought at a price.
就是我们洗礼的时候我们归属于主耶稣
This is when during water baptism we were redeemed by the blood of Christ and we were belong to Christ.
所以主耶稣很宝贵我们他用他的宝血生命把我们买出来
And for Lord Jesus, every one of us is very precious in His sight because He redeemed each one of us with His own precious blood.
他希望能够住在我们里面。
And His desire and will to dwell fully in us.
至高的神要住在我们人里面。
The Most High God is willing to dwell within us.
这个就是以马内利，神的同在。
And this means Emmanuel, which means that God is with us.
但是神要住在我们里面，一个条件就是我们里面要洁净。
The prerequisite for God to dwell in us is that we become cleansed within.
所以要把污秽的全部都拿出来。
So we need to cleanse what is vile and rubbish within our hearts.
有时候我们看到新年啊，这个家里面的一些污秽的东西、垃圾全部都把它清干净。
We see that many people for the New Year will do spring cleaning and take out all the garbage and things that are messy in the house.
新年啊，要清干净。
And for the New Year, they prepare for its coming in this way.
但是如果我们要神与我们同在我们的生活要把它清干净。
But today, if we would like to invite Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, we need to cleanse what is evil in our hearts and in our lives.
我们每个人都有喜好。
Every one of us have their own habits.
比如现在人花越多时间在娱乐上面。
Many people today do spend a lot of time on pleasure and enjoyment.
听那个流行歌的。
Maybe they're listening to a lot of pop songs.
现在用 download 的。
Or they download music.
手机上面或者电脑里面很多的流行歌。
On their cell phones, on their computer, there's so much popular entertainment.
我们仔细看他的歌词是在讲什么。
But if you listen carefully, what are the words of the music saying?
看起来是小事。
It may seem like a minuscule thing.
但是这个歌词常常听，一直绕在我们心里面神就住不进来。
But when we allow this secular music to continue to fill our heart, then the Spirit of God cannot come into our hearts.
因为这里面是污秽的。
Because within our heart is now defiled.
那如果要神同在，这些把它全部都删掉。
And so if you truly want God to come inside our hearts, we need to remove and cleanse all that is defiled.
或者说我们在看一些连续剧啦，一些韩流啦，什么那些影片。
And many times we choose to entertain ourselves with like Korean drama or other soap operas.
里面有很多的主题是荒诞怪异的，是跟圣经的教训完全不一样的。
A lot of the themes of these soap operas are very perverse and also contrary to the teaching of the Bible.
所以有时候我们说我只是娱乐看看而已啊。
And some people say I just want to relax and enjoy myself a bit.
但是如果我们让那个存在我们心里面这个神就住不进来，要把那个都清干净。
But when we open the doors of our heart to such defilement, then the Spirit of God cannot come inside to dwell in us fully.
所以有一个老姐妹她很喜欢祷告。
No, there's an example of an elderly sister who enjoys praying.
有时候祷告她好像看到荣光这样。跟神非常亲近。
She loves to pray because sometimes when she prays deeply, it's almost as if she can see the glory of God in her prayer.
后来她孩子就送给她一台彩色电视。
But later on, her children gave her a present, which was a large television.
她天天就看电视。
And so from then on, she started to watch the television a lot every day.
不是电视有问题啊。
It is not a problem with the television.
里面也有一些好的节目。
For there are also good programs in the programming.
但是她一直在看那些世俗的片子。
But then when she continued to watch these secular programs.
那一直看到最后那种跟神很亲近那个就不见了，没有感觉了。
But as she kept watching, slowly the closeness of God dissipated.
所以我们要让神住在我们里面，行神认为对的事有很多的娱乐方法但是那不要让不洁净进到我们家庭，进到我们的心里面。
There are many things that we can choose in our life, but we must remember the principle that we must do what is right inside of God, and that means to shut out those things that defile our hearts.
那我们祷告才会发生功效。
Then when we pray, our prayer shall become powerful and effective.
我们看历代志下三十一章。
Let's look at going back to Second Chronicles chapter
一节。
Chapter 31, verse 1.
三十一章第一节。
Chapter 31, verse 1. Now, when all this was finished, all Israel who were present went out to the cities of Judah and broke the sacred pillars in pieces, cut down the wooden images, threw down the high places and the altars from all Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh, until they had utterly destroyed them all. Then all the children of Israel returned to their own city, every man to his possession.
就是所有的这个偶像、木偶跟偶像有关系的，全部要铲掉、拿掉，连祭坛全部都要毁干净。
We see what the people of Israel did, which was to break down all forms of idolatry, whether it be pillars, wooden images, high places or altars, anything and everything that's related to the idolatry.
最近有一个姐妹受洗。
Recently, there was a sister who got baptized.
后来生病很严重。
Later on, she became severely ill.
到医院里面找也找不出什么原因。
And when she went to the hospital, they couldn't find and diagnose any condition with her.
然后后来找来找去就发现他家里面有回教的经典。
And it wasn't until later on she searched her home, she found that she had Buddhist scripture in her home.
回教。
Muslim scripture.
可兰经。
The book of Quran.
再来就是有一些以前拜偶像存留当装饰的一些偶像。
And also the remnants of the things that she had used for decorating when she used to worship idols.
那带她来信的家人就跟她讲，你这个要拿掉。
And the family who had brought her to Christ told her, all these things shall be removed.
她把这个偶像都拿掉，祷告就好很多。
And after she had removed all these defiled items, then when she prayed, she recovered very quickly.
但是没有完全好。
But then she was not completely recovered from her illness.
现在一个问题就是，那可兰经是不是可以呢？
And so this event lets us consider, is it okay to read a book of Quran?
那从圣经怎么来看呢？
And how does the Bible view a book of Quran?
圣经告诉我们。
The scripture teaches us.
这个神的话是不会改变。
The word of God will never change forever.
耶稣就是救主。
That Lord Jesus Christ is the one and only Savior.
那可兰经怎么描写耶稣呢？
But then how does the book of Quran describe Jesus?
耶稣是先知里面的一位。
It only describes Jesus as merely one of the prophets.
那他对耶稣的认识跟我们圣经描写的耶稣是不一样的。
And so the understanding according to the book of Quran is different from our understanding of Lord Jesus Christ according to the Bible.
那约翰福音约翰一书第四章就提到灵界的辩证。
And 1 John chapter 4 talks about discerning and testing the spirits.
凡是灵不认识不认耶稣是道成肉身的，这个就是别的灵。
And one of the tests for discerning spirits is that whichever spirit does not recognize that Lord Jesus Christ came in the flesh, then this spirit is not from God.
再来，如果他们不听从我们那这个灵就是从谬误的灵来。
And secondly, if the spirit does not follow the teachings that we teach, then this is a deceiving spirit.
这个不听从我们，就是不听从我们所传基督的救恩。
And for them not to listen to us means that they are not listening to the gospel that we preach.
那这个灵就是敌基督的，就是谬误的灵。
The spirit is a deceiving spirit that is the Antichrist.
所以对一个人要完全蒙神的恩典。
And so for a person to completely receive the blessing and grace of God.
如果我们读的书是否定耶稣的，
if we read
是救主的，
the books that negate and nullify Jesus,
那是出于其他的灵。
Then it is from another spirit.
这个要清干净，我们跟神的关系才完全没有阻碍。
And anything that rejects and rebels against the God shall be removed from our lives.
那这个偶像当然还有，就是我们要思考，我们在过去一年有没有什么事情比神还重要。
Now we need to consider further in our cleansing and sanctifying our spirit is to consider any hidden idols that may be in our hearts.
那现在这个优先顺序要调整。
And then we need to adjust what is the true priority in our lives.
把神的地位往上提。
We need to elevate the position of God's priority in our lives.
然后把我们自己往下压。
And we elevate his rank and we lower ourselves.
神才会跟我们非常的亲近。
And we lower ourselves, we can become closer to God.
把神的分量扩大。
We expand the priority and the rank of God in our lives.
把自我的分量缩小。
And we minimize ourselves so that we are lowered.
玛利亚说，我心尊主为大。
And just as Mary prays, my soul magnifies the Lord.
我的灵以救主为乐。
My soul delights in the Lord.
那这样我们对神的体验就会非常清楚。
Then we shall experience more abundantly God's grace in our lives.
所以2017年我们要立志。
In the year of 2017, we need to make a determination
洁净我们的殿。
To cleanse our temple.
好，我们现在看列在志下二 29章。
Let's look at the second thing that was done by Hezekiah in 2 Chronicles chapter 29.
29章的20节。
Verse 20. Then King Hezekiah rose early, gathered the rulers of the city, and went up to the house of the Lord.
这个二十节开始就在讲献祭，献赎罪祭。
From verse 20 onwards, it talks about offering of the sin offering.
好，再读二十四节。
And verse 24, and the priests killed them, and they presented their blood on the altar as a sin offering to make an atonement for all Israel. For the king commanded that the burnt offering and a sin offering be made for all Israel.
好，那二十五节开始就是在讲献燔祭。
And verse 25 talks about the burnt offerings.
好。然后到二十八节就是讲献感谢的祭。
And then verse 28 says the thanksgiving offerings.
所以希西家他蒙神喜悦，因为他开始过献祭的生活。
So how is it that King Hezekiah can please the Lord? He started to live a life of offering sacrifices.
我们看三十六节。
Let's look at verse 36.Then Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced that God had prepared the people since the events took place so suddenly.
这里讲大家都很喜乐。
Here states that everyone was rejoicing.
因为献祭的结果，神喜悦他们，祝福他们。
Because after all the sacrifices were offered, God blessed them and blessed the people.
旧约时代有五个献祭。
In the Old Testament time, there are five.Types of distinct offerings.
有七大节期。
And there were seven distinct festivals.
这是他们每一年要做的。
And this was something they had to do every single year.
那今天我们的属灵生活要怎么过？
And so today, how shall we conduct our spiritual lives just like they did?
我要怎么来过献祭的生活？
How do I live a life that is full of offerings to God and sacrifices?
这个五个献祭里面好像说赎罪祭就是为自己的罪献上悔改，这是一种赎罪祭。
And so the five offerings represent the things that we can do in our lives. For example, the first one, which is a sin offering, is to make atonement for sins, and this is what we would need to do as well.
那在新约时代，我们是献灵祭。
Now in the New Testament, we offer spiritual sacrifices.
我们现在看希伯来书。
Let's look at Hebrews.
希伯来书的十三章
，Chapter 13。
希伯来书十三章
，Hebrews Chapter 13。
十五节跟十六节
，Verse 15, 16。Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased.
这里说这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased.
所以要神喜悦要献祭。
So to please God, we need to offer sacrifices.
那这个祭有两种，一种是嘴唇的果子。
There are two types of sacrifices. One is the fruit of our lips.
也就是说用我们从我们的心来用嘴来感谢神、颂赞神。
Which is to continually offer the praise to God from our hearts.
其实神什么都没有欠。
Actually, God doesn't need anything from us.
神要什么？
But what does God want?
神要我们的心。
He desires our heart.
那我们的心怎么来向神表达呢？
Then how does our heart respond to God?
就是向神赞美跟感谢。
It is to praise and to thank our Lord God.
所以有时候我们在聚会之前在唱诗这个就是在献祭。
And so when we are praying, singing hymns before the service, that's actually the beginning of offering sacrifice to God.
心被恩感，这样来颂赞神。
When our heart is touched by the grace of God, and we sing in praise and glory to Him.
那我们跪下来祷告，向神感谢。
And we start kneel down to pray, to offer thanksgiving to God.
这个也是献灵祭。
This is also another form of spiritual sacrifice.
所以我们有听过我们信徒见证半年之内他都不向神求什么，就是在感谢神、赞美神。
We have heard before testimonies of someone who did no request to God other than praise and thank him for the first 6 months of the year.
但是当他没有求什么，只是感谢神跟赞美神的时候， 那一段时间你会发现神给他更多恩典。
And though he had made no request to God, he simply offered thanksgiving and praise. The result was God blessed him even more abundantly than he ever expected.
因为我们懂得感谢跟赞美，神就喜悦我们。其实我们需要什么，神都知道。
Actually, God knows everything that we need. All we need to do is offer him praise and thanksgiving.
那这个献灵祭神喜欢，神就成全我们心里的需要。
When we offer a spiritual sacrifice, then God shall fulfill our needs and requests.
那十六节说不可忘记行善，这个行善也是一种灵祭。
Verse 16 says that do not forget to do good and to share. So doing good is also a spiritual sacrifice.
最大的善就是带领人来信主。
And what is the greatest good? It is to save a soul, bring them to Christ.
让他把他带到神面前，让神的恩典临到他。
When we bring people to the presence of the Lord, this is to allow them to receive grace and blessing from God.
那这种就是我们在神面前的灵祭。
And we are bringing a gift of sacrifice to God whenever we bring people to Christ.
那再来是捐出的事情，有需要我们帮他祷告来帮助他。
And also when we pray for others, we share with others in need.
所以我们要做神认为神喜欢的人哈。就是要献祭。
These are also considered pleasing sacrifices to the Lord. So today we want to please God. We need to offer all sorts of these spiritual sacrifices.
我们看罗马书十二章第一节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
最后就是要献活祭。
And lastly, we need to offer a living sacrifice.
什么是活祭？
What is the living sacrifice?
就是把我们自己当作祭品献给神。
It is to offer up our entire self to God as a living sacrifice.
那这个是什么意思？
And what does that mean?
就是主耶稣讲，尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。这个就是把自己献给神。
This is what is described in the scriptures, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength.
那前面说，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Here it says, I beseech you by the mercies of God.
这不是命令啊，这是神慈悲的一种恳求。
This is not a commandment, but it is a beseeching by God.
那这神的慈悲在哪里？
And where is the mercies of God?
就是罗马书的重点，因信称义。主耶稣为我们死，我们信他可以变成义。
The mercies of God is represented by the theme of Romans, which is justification by grace.
所以我们从神得到很大的恩典，我们对神的回报就是把我们自己献给他。
When we believe and we accept His grace, this is how we appreciate and show our thanksgiving for the great grace He has given us in our lives.
这是我们要行神看为正的事，就是献祭。
This is how we can do what is right in the eyes of God by repaying the mercies of God in this way.
我们再回到历代志下三十章。
Let's turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 30.
先历代志下三十章开始就是守节。
Now, in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, we see the keeping of the holy festivals.
好，那我们看27节。
And let's look at verse 27.
26, 27节。
Verse 26 and 27. So there was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the time of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, there had not been nothing like this in Jerusalem. Verse 27, then the priests, the Levites, arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came up to his holy dwelling place, to heaven.
这里讲啊，他们守节的结果，大家都很喜乐。
And so here we see that they kept the holy days, the festivals, as commanded by God, and there was great joy in Jerusalem.
那利未人起来为他们祝福。
And the Levites arose and to bless the people.
这个祝福的声音达到神面前，蒙神垂听。
And all this blessing reached up into heaven, into the holy dwelling place of God.
达到天上的圣所。
The holy dwelling place in heaven.
所以这个看起来这个守节是力量很大的。
And so we can see that keeping of these holy days or holy events is very important in sight of God.
那个守节是什么？
And what does that represent today?
以今天来讲，就是守安息日。
And this is the keeping of the Sabbath day today.
把它所谓圣日。
It is a holy and blessed day in
God's. 再来我们的灵恩布道会。
And also the spiritual convocations that we hold.
这个就有七大节期缩影在我们的灵恩布道会里面。
And this represents the seven festivals or seven holy day events in the Old Testament.
那这样啊，我们用心来守节啊，来遵守安息圣日，来预备灵恩布道会。
And so we use our whole heart to prepare and to keep the solemn rest of the Sabbath day and also the holy convocations that our church conducts.
神的福气临到我们，大家活着都会很喜乐。
And the blessings of God shall be showered upon us and shall be pleasing to the Lord and will live joyful lives.
好，我们看三十一章。
Let's look at chapter 31.
二十节，请。
Verse 20.Thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah, and he did what was good and right and true before the Lord his God.
这里讲西西家在神眼中，他看为善、为正、为忠的事。
And here states what Hezekiah did what was good, right, and true before the Lord.
所以我们做神看为善、为正、为忠的事。那我们就蒙福了。
And so if it is our goal for the coming year, that we want to do what is good and right and true before the Lord.
所以2017年是一个蒙福的一年。
So we can see that if we do this, 2017 shall be a blessed year for all of us.
就是我们要做神看为正的事。
For we shall do what is good and right in the sight of God.
第一个，洁净圣殿。
Firstly, is to cleanse the temple.
第二个，献祭。
Secondly, is to offer sacrifice.
第三个守节。
Thirdly, is to keep the holy days.
那神与我们同在，我们今年可以明年可以活得非常喜乐。
Then when God is with us, we shall live and enjoy blessed lives in the coming year.
我们唱诗。
Please sing hymn.
309首。
309。Please be seated.
我们最后要来祷告。
We'll pray now.
主耶稣说，你们得到圣灵，就必得到能力。
Lord Jesus promised that when you receive the Holy Spirit, power shall come upon you.
所以我们要祷告求圣灵。
So we need to pray for the Holy Spirit.
哎呀，那神的能力充满我们。
That His power may be filled within us.
那圣经的教训，我们就能够行得出来。
Then we can put into practice the words of the Bible.
那圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And the Holy Spirit pours the love of God into our hearts.
很多人的个性有问题，其实因为缺乏爱。
Then many of our characters can be changed because the reason for our deviant characters is because we lack love.
爱是不轻易发怒。
For love is not easily angered.
爱是不求自己的益处。
Love does not selfish seek its own gains.
爱是不喜欢不义。
Love does not like what is not right.
爱是不计算人的恶。
Love does not keep record of wrongs.
所以你看，如果爱充满，很多美德都生出来。
And so if we're filled with love, then we shall bear many virtuous fruits.
爱从哪里来？
And where does love come from?
圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心。
Holy Spirit takes the love of God and fills our hearts with it.
原来爱是从神来的。
This is where we know the love of God comes.
借着圣灵浇灌。
Comes from God and only through the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们被圣灵充满，神的爱充满，我们的美德就越来越多。
And so when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the love of God, then more and more virtue shall show in our lives.
圣灵真是更新我们一个非常重要神给我们的恩典。
And so Holy Spirit is the key to renewal of our spiritual lives.
所以我们最后要来祷告，求圣灵，求圣灵充满。
And therefore we will pray now for the fullness of Holy Spirit.
所以诸位如果要求圣灵接受按手，需要带祷，请我们都到前面来。
Anyone who would like to have the laying of hands and for people to help pray for you, please come forward.
好，我们一起来祷告。
And we can pray together now.